Well, good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Oh, good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
This is your dynamic duo
on the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast.
Coming at you live from this beautiful morning. Not really, it's raining out again. But it's fine, because that means there's going to be pretty flowers.
Yeah, and the birds are chirping in the early morning.
Chirp, chirp.
So that's fun.
Well, we're coming at you to talk about another topic that kind of follows from what we spoke about last week about tools for stress management. Jen, you kind of had an interesting idea kind of moving forward. You tell us what you how you kind of came to what we're going to talk about today.
Well, okay, so the reason I wanted to talk about this today is because last week we kind of talked about feel like what to do when you feel overwhelmed. Like the topic was like stress management, but then we kind of got into overwhelm, right? Was mm-hmm. that last week or the week before?
Yeah.
And so one of the meanings of the word overwhelmed that I came up with, because you know we like to do that, look at what words mean, and I don't think I got into it so much last week, this particular meeting, but it stood out to me and I kind of saved it for today because it resonated with me. I've experienced this and I bet you have too. So here goes. One meaning is to feel completely submersed by your thoughts and emotions about all of life's current problems to the point where you lack productivity and feel frozen or paralyzed. And I don't know about you, but I know I've experienced that where sometimes I throw that word around like, well, life, you know, things can be kind of overwhelming, but to be honest, sometimes when we feel really overwhelmed, we feel stuck. We don't even know what to do next. So we do nothing. Maybe you've experienced that where you, maybe you feel like you're in any of life's circumstances, but I've had it with food too, where I feel overwhelmed about my weight or about my food habits, but I also maybe don't see the path forward, and so then I just keep doing what I've been doing. I've gone through that in my lifetime. So anyways.
Yeah, so that's good. And I think it kind of helps. It helps myself and probably everybody else listening kind of like how to where this resonates with them in their own brains and whatnot. But with that being said, we are going to talk about methods for moving out of the freeze response. You had some good thoughts. Do you want to share what you found?
So I am guessing that most of us have heard of the fight or flight, right? So sometimes maybe you've heard somebody say like, yeah, fight, flight, or freeze, right? Like that's what can happen when we get triggered in the group Beyond the Diet, which we'll discuss more later, and in my work in general, I know it can be easy to just kind of throw that out there like, oh yeah, you get triggered, but this is a really practical way of explaining what is happening when you do feel stuck. Like that word stuck kind of stood out to me. I think you probably know what I'm talking about when you just feel stuck in the situation. And that's actually not your fault. There's nothing wrong with you. This is your body working correctly, actually, when you're really overwhelmed, stressed, overwhelmed. You can actually have a freeze response where cortisol is flooding your body and you can feel kind of paralyzed. So I wanted to give a couple of ways that people can move out of that freeze response. Does that all make sense so far, Emily? Or do you
I think that's good. And because I think we can all kind of relate to feeling stuck. I mean, you probably felt stuck before, you might feel stuck right now. And I mean, it's nice to know that there are practical ways to help ourselves because it's gonna happen. And like, the more tools that we learn to help ourselves to keep moving forward, because we'll feel more empowered and just know like, when this happens, I have tools. So I think it's good.
So I'm gonna just line these out real quick and then we'll get into them. So one of them is cold. So cold is can really like not shock your body, but like kind of, yeah, it sends a message to your body that cold exposure, that you're alive. It helps you get back in your body. So cold exposure. And number two is moving your body. And then number three is a technical term, but EMDR. And I wish I could, it's eye, that means eye, it stands for eye movement desensitization. I can't remember what the R stands for, but it's a type of therapy, eye therapy.
Eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing.
Thank you.
Yes.
So those three things are three different things that I'm going to go through now that you can use to your own advantage to kind of get yourself out of that freeze response, okay? So for the cold exposure, I wanted to break this down a little bit more because cold exposure is a little bit too vague. You've probably heard of a cold plunge, and most of us don't want to go and jump in the ocean, right? But it doesn't actually have to be that extreme to be helpful. You can literally just walk over to your sink and splash some cold water on your face. Or you can roll down your window. I actually did this the other day when we were in our van on the way to California and the road was super windy and it was really stressing out my people. And that was stressful for me. And so I was like, I'm going to expose myself to some cold air. And it was helpful.
It
just kind of pulls you back to like reality is, for me in that situation, like I don't need to panic because somebody else seems to be kind of panicked. So, number two is, by the way, backing up to number one, so cold exposure can be cold water, cold air, just like exposing yourself to cold in any way. It doesn't have to be an extreme thing. Any questions on that? I just wanted to slow
down
good.
A little
bit.
Yeah,
okay.
It's good.
And all of these things, these steps, these ideas are literally, like just to simplify it, they are ways to bring your nervous system back online. Like we want to get back into the present moment that like, hey, you like a trigger is like a reminder of something that was stressful, but and that we talk about that in other places, other times, but like just bringing yourself back to the here and now in whatever way possible with your senses, okay? So the next thing is movement. So Emily and I were talking earlier about tapping. And yes, EFT tapping is something I like to talk about. And it is really, it's technical, it's helpful, and it's like acupuncture for your emotions. You tap on certain set spots on your body. But literally, the tapping I'm talking about is like, just, you can just like stop, and especially your midsection is something I've learned where you can just like take your fingertips and just like tap on your belly and on your back and just like really like your arms and just remind yourself that you are alive. Like getting back into your body. If that seems too cuckoo to you, dance, get up and just moving your body.
Yeah.
Like this is a way to like get back in your body.
Put on a good song and let loose.
Yes. And so the point here being these things can be technical, but you don't have to make them technical for them to work. They work better actually when they're simple. So
for sure.
Number three, EMDR. Yes, it is a therapy. It is technical and you can do it right like a certain way and every week with a therapist, but actually there you don't have to make it that complicated. Eye movement, just moving your, like stopping and moving your eyes from side to side. I wanted to explain what EMDR does and Google it if you want more because I feel like the verbiage sometimes I miss some points, but basically these lateralized. Wow, can't read that. So these eye movements, moving back and forth, what that actually does is suppresses the amygdala, which is your fight or flight, where the fight or flight response is produced. When you move your eyes back and forth, it suppresses the amygdala, which is linked to the reward center. So this movement, what I wrote down, is it triggers a dopamine response in the reward center in your brain, which actually like rewards you for forward effort in the face of stress. So it's like teaching your body that it is safe to move forward. Like how I understood it is you don't actually have to be physically moving your feet forward to tell your brain that you are moving. It like sends a message to your brain that you're moving forward to look back and forth. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So
very, very cool.
What the goal with this is to like bring yourself into hyper focus on the current situation or the memory, and to then we want to pair it with something new. So that's kind of what the therapist does. But literally, if you're feeling triggered, you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling stressed out, you can just look from side to side and will help to bring your nervous system back online. It's kind of how I understand it. Forgive me, by the way, if you are a sciencey person or professional who better understands these things. Hopefully I got all those details right. But like I said, you could Google it if you're interested. Yeah. But I just wanted to give you some simple things that you can do. So back that was literally like splash some cold water on your face or stick your head outside if it's cold. You can tap on your body or dance around. And number three was moving your eyes from side to side, because there's a lot that can happen in your brain, which will help you overall when you move your eyes from side to side.
Yeah. Well, you guys heard it. Don't forget to leave any comments if you have any thoughts you had throughout this. If you wanna, or if you wanna share with a friend, you know, like, share, subscribe. You know, what all the people say. But really, we appreciate you all who are listening, everybody in our group.
If you're not Beyond the Diet,
head over to Facebook, search Beyond the Diet, and ask to join. We've got lots of good stuff coming every week.
I'll put the link in the show notes.
Oh, yes. That.
So you can join.
Yes, but.
The free Facebook group.
Yes, free. You heard
Facebook
it, free.
Facebook group, Beyond the Diet.
Beyond the Diet.
Have a great day, guys. Thanks for listening.
Okay, see you next week.